battle, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and flower, you're the chosen one.
Hailing from Boston, Massachusetts, that's the Neats from the Monkey's Head in the Corner of the Room EP, which, believe it or not, came out back in 1982. Red and Gray, the name of the track. The Neats actually featured a young Phil Caruso, a Pittsburgh native, on guitar, and always enjoy when I can throw some Neats into my set list for you. Also, some Alt-J in there with Left Hand Free, because you know what? Today's National Lefty Day, so I thought I'd throw in a left-handed song for you, since I'm not smart enough to do a left-handed mock. I think we're doing a Moon Martin mock. We might do multiple mocks tonight. Why not? Morphine by request. Tom was like, Mockster, when you stop doing these flashback shows, could you throw a Morphine song in there? And I want to hear Thursday. And I was like, of course, Tom, I can do that. And I'll tell you a little secret. I'm throwing in a flashback show. But I'm not. I know. It's weird. But I'm here for you. Hey, the Old Haunts gave us Sunshine, Normal, Black Keys in that set with Remember When, and start off the entire set. Speaking of monkeys, instead of a monkey head in the corner, What Makes the Monkey Dance from Chuck Prophet started off that entire set. Hey, don't forget, with this Delta variant, and I told you about this, putting distance between yourself and others is really critical to slowing that spread of coronavirus. Also, getting the jab, getting the vaccine is also, it does help out, I'm going to tell you that. But just be safe. Just be safe. But you can send texts, you can call people. You can do video conferencing. You can have distance. We're trying to get through this. We are all hashtag alone together. This message was partially brought to you by the Ad Council, and the other part was by me, the Mockster. Now, if I have my act together, which I think I do, we're going to do a radio calendar and a music calendar and keep this rock and roll show going for at least another hour, maybe two. But first, as always, I've got an important message to tell you at the top of the hour.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. Alright, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, bringing you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Albert Collins on his incredible electric blues guitar, Robert Johnson, the legendary man himself, who made the deal with the devil at the crossroads, Brownie McGee with some fine acoustic blues, recorded for Four Quays Records. Plus, we're going to hear from Jerry Boogie McCain from down in New Orleans. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to start off with Big Joe Turner. Here he is with a nice Pablo release recorded in 1972. This is called Flip, Flop, and Fly. Recorded live. Big Joe Turner on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Don't ever say goodbye.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.spackbrothers.com, and you'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Well, there you are, a classic cover, well, classic song covered by Bob Margolin. That was Wee Wee Baby off of a Ichiban record called Chicago Blues there, including Bob Margolin. Plus, we heard from Charlie Musselwhite off of his release called The Harmonica, according to Charlie Musselwhite, that came out on Blind Pig Records. There he was with Pistol in Your Face. Up next, let's hear from Jerry Boogie McCain. Here he is from his singles from the Jewel record label that were recorded in the late 60s and early 70s. So after the blues revival period, but while things were still kicking, here he is with Homogenized Love. Jerry Boogie McCain on the Deep Blues Hour.
You know my baby kisses contain vitamin A, B, C, D, and a special formula making so sweet and good. It gives her help, make her strong so she can love me like she should. You better pick up on this job. My baby loving is a marginal. If I let the people that they dare do like they please, they take my baby love and make some charred cheddar cheese. 38, 22, 34, she's a real slim, fine gal. Cause she don't need no neck bone, black eyed peas, a butterbean, she just drinks a Mezcal. You better pick up on this job. My baby loving is a marginal.
Hey, this is Grant Lee Phillips telling you, if you're wondering where you're tuned to, it happens to be 88.3 FM, radio's finest, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Sometimes this stuff is cold. But what I like about the stuff, it's just about as good as gold. I can't get enough of that long green stuff.
Music there from Otis Spann, entitled Must Have Been the Devil. That's from a collection called The Bluesville Years, Volume Number 2, Feeling Down on the South Side. South Side of Chicago, of course, is what they're referring to. Otis Spann right there, and another Chicago recording artist, Howlin' Wolf. There he was with Long Green Stuff. That's from the 1994 Chess Collectibles release called Ain't Gonna Be Your Dog. Volume number 2, even though it was recorded 1962, there from Howlin' Wolf. All right, up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from T-Bone Walker, his Imperial Records recordings made early 1950s. Here he is with No Reason from T-Bone Walker on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
You say I'm so fine and handsome. You like everything I do. I'm kind, sweet, and gentle. But baby, what's wrong with you? You've got no reason to treat me like you do. Turn the night you say you love me. Turn the day you tell me we're through. When I come home in the evening, you don't ask me how I feel. You keep reading your magazine, and then I'll have to cook the meal. You got no reason to treat me like you do. During the night you hug and kiss me, during the day I can't touch you. To a movie, don't you think I've got some pride? You make me pay the fare, and then you sit on the other side. You've got no reason to treat me like you do. During the night you cry you need me, during the day I can't please you.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Thank you. If I don't get you, girl, I got to lead us late.
I got me a little woman, she's every day the same. Reason I love that woman because Daisy is her name. Well, you know, I love Daisy, love her with all my heart. Gonna lose my mind thinking someday that we'll have to part. Daisy, Daisy, don't you hear me calling your name? I ain't calling you so loud, but I'm calling you so nice and plain. I went to see Daisy one morning, and her doorbell would not ring. Started to walk in the streets and calling my baby's name. All of them. Daisy, oh Daisy, Daisy, oh Daisy, what in the world, baby? What in the world are you trying to do? Trying to mistreat me, Daisy. Good as this boy wants to be to you. Daisy, 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 oh, 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 Daisy. Don't you hear me? Hear me calling your name. I ain't calling you so loud, but I'm calling you so nice and plain. Call a guitar, I'm getting tired myself. Baby, I'm gonna even break down that door.
Well, there you are, a song called Daisy from Brownie McGee, recorded in the 1950s for Smithsonian Folkways Records. And we were also joined by Sunnyland Slim and J.B. Lenore from their disc called The Mojo Boogie from 1980. That was I'll Die Tryin' from Sunnyland Slim and J.B. Lenore. All right, coming up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Matty Delaney. This is off of a Yazoo release called Mississippi Masters, Early American Blues Classics, songs from 1927 through 1935. So it's the pre-war era of the blues. Here she is with the Tallahatchie River Blues, Matty Delaney, on the Deep Blues Hour.
Bad. Tallahatchie River lost everything they had. Saw people in the Delta wondering what to do. Saw people in the Delta wondering what to do. They don't feel some levees, I don't know what become of you. High water rising got me trouble in mind. High water rising got me trouble in mind. I got to go and leave my daddy behind. Keep on rising, sure gonna follow him. Gonna pack my suitcase, go back to Tennessee. Gonna pack my suitcase, go back to Tennessee. For this Tallahassee River done got the best of me.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio.
His bread. Who caught you just running all over me? I'm gonna get me a gambling woman. It's the last thing that I do. Gonna get me a gambling woman. The last thing that I do. A man don't need a woman who fat brown he got to give all of his money to. Hell, everybody says she got a mojo. Baby, you've been using that stuff. Everybody says she got a mojo, 'cause she been using that stuff. She got a weight trimming down. Ooh, hey, babe, and I mean it's most too tough. Well, well, little girl, since I'm the king, fat brown in you is a queen. I'm the king, baby, and you is the queen. Lest we put our heads together, who fat brown, then we can make our money green.
A classic recording from Robert Johnson entitled The Queen, excuse me, Little Queen of Spades. That's from his Centennial Collection, put out through Columbia Legacy Records, which is a very nice remastering, or I suppose cleaning up of his old recordings. Robert Johnson right there. Plus we heard from Fred McDowell and the Hunter's Chapel's singers. Fred McDowell and his wife Annie Mae, plus their church singers. That's off of a Testament record sampler that was called Jesus is on the Main Line. From Fred McDowell. All right, up next, let's hear from Sarah Martin. These were recorded early 1920s, so some more pre-war blues off of Document Records. Here she is, Sarah Martin. This is the Graveyard Dream Blues on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I was born in the alley, raised up in the swamp. I was born in the alley, raised up in the swamp. I never complained. Take everything as it comes. I ain't had life easy, been kicked around like a dog. I've been in the gutter and wallowed like a hog.
Highway. Can't you hear it rumbling?
WRCT Pittsburgh, your oil revival station.
Senator John McCain, and I'm from Arizona. But when I'm in Pittsburgh, I always listen to WRCT, one of the finest stations in all of radio. And Carnegie Mellon University is one of the finest academic institutions in our country. Be sure at your next election to vote early and vote often.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, a recent New York Times story about Senate Energy Committee Chair Joe Manchin's conflicts of interest quoted a source that said, "It says something fascinating about our politics that we're going to have a representative of fossil fuel interests crafting the policy that reduces our emissions from fossil fuels." Well, a lot of people would say that's less fascinating than horrific, and particularly in the context of a new global survey of people between 16 and 25 that found that more than half of them believe humanity is doomed, and that 58% of those young people said their governments are betraying them. You really can't talk about why we can't get to realistic climate policy without talking about that betrayal and its roots. And that's why we're going to talk about Joe Manchin in particular with David Moore, co-founder of the investigative news outlet Sludge. Also on the show, you may have heard that more than 2,000 Americans a day are dying from COVID. That has not stopped the misinformation and misdirection from mainstream media. We'll get an update on media coverage of COVID from FAIR's editor, Jim Narikas. That's all coming up. But first, we'll take a real quick look back at some media coverage. A September 22nd Chicago Sun-Times report declared in its headline, and we know many people don't read past that, that former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel's nomination to be ambassador to Japan, quote, "has no significant opposition," close quote. Well, as noted by FAIR Associate and Roots Action Director Norman Solomon in a letter to the Sun-Times and to reporter Lynn Sweet, that is wildly and meaningfully inaccurate. It erases the vocal opposition from dozens of groups, including Code Pink, the American Friends Service Committee, Demand Progress, Jewish Voice for Peace Action, Veterans for Peace, along with a long list of bereaved Chicagoans who object to Emanuel's elevation based on, to be polite, ethics, integrity, and diplomatic skills. There's nothing like hearing that your political involvement turns up in media as not significant to make you understand that corporate news media are not and should not be the arbiters of political significance. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR. A couple months ago, FAIR's Julie Holler.
Hi, we're the Deliberate Strangers, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
The COVID pandemic in the United States is becoming more and more politically red. A year ago, we wondered, would this happen? And then 6 months ago, we said this will probably happen. And then 3 months ago, we said the data is showing that this is starting to actually happen. But now it's not only completely undeniable, the degree to which in the United States, COVID has become a Republican killer, a Republican virus disproportionately, is quite stunning. And overwhelmingly, the COVID deaths are happening in counties that Donald Trump won. And presumably, logically, overwhelmingly, it is Trump voters who are dying from COVID at much higher rates than Biden voters. Now, would it be enough to influence an election at a congressional district level, in a state, federally? Really still a question mark in terms of the math. But as we've looked at with hypothetical numbers from Florida a few months ago, if this continues to be disproportionately a virus that kills Republicans in the United States because Republicans are disproportionately unvaccinated, it actually could come to make a difference, for example, in something like the Florida gubernatorial election. It's a bit of a stretch, but it's possible. But let's look at the numbers that we have now first. The New York Times has a really good piece on this, which shows how the partisan gap has grown and grown and grown since January 1st, where it was only slightly more likely in January that the COVID deaths were in the Trump counties rather than the Biden counties. Now, remember, this is a chart of COVID death rates. So for people saying, well, there's more people or fewer people. No. This is the rate per 100,000 people. In January, there was a slightly higher rate of death in Trump voting counties than Biden counties. That gap has spread and spread starting around mid-September. It has increased dramatically to the point where now, as you can see here, the cumulative death rate is under 200 deaths per 100,000 people in Biden counties. And it is rapidly approaching 300 deaths per 100,000 people in Trump counties. That is a huge, huge difference. Now, there have been many attempts, I guess I would call them, by various right wingers of different stripes to explain this difference away by saying, well, the difference is weather in those places, or the difference is age in these places, in Trump versus Biden counties. But when you examine the data, it's not supported by fact. And as it's pointed out in the New York Times article about these numbers, if the difference was due to weather or age, we would have seen that partisan split last year. But instead, we are seeing a dramatic increase in that partisan split over the last few months. What we are seeing is a shift in what determines who is most likely to die. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. At the start of the pandemic, we've talked about this now, we've said this before, the deaths were most likely to be happening in the places that had, we would call it, the misfortune of being early infection sites because of the direct flights